So today is Daf Ayin Aleph. We are on Ayin Amud Beis, two lines in the bottom. Today's Daf is sponsored by Sherry and Beryl Daskal, Lezecha Nishmas David Yechiel Michel, Ben Yeshua Chaim, Shama Shadav Aliyah. We should also learn today's Daf was Chus for Fuh Shalema for Yitzhak Isaac Ben Yitzhak Yosef
Ben Basha.
Okay, so we're in the middle of discussing, if you remember, of discussing Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman had said, there was a machlokas that we brought down. The question was whether or not a yorish, or someone who inherits, whether yorish can be mevatel d'rishus. Is it considered that he was there before Shabbos, as he's like the thai of his father, and therefore if the father forgot to do the eruv, the yorish can do it? Or did we say no, right? Can he not be mevatel d'rishus? So Rav Nachman said that he says mevatel. He can be mevatel rishus that Shabbos, and therefore allow everybody else to carry. And the Veshmul said not. So now we're asking on Rav Nachman. So in the court of Brisa, and the problem is with this Brisa, is that this Brisa doesn't make any sense, the way it's written, and the Gemara has to reinterpret the Brisa, and based on that reinterpretation, they're going to ask a question on Rav Nachman, and they give the same answer that we gave yesterday. But, I mean, the problem is, if you have such a corrupt Brisa, oftentimes we say, oh, it's Brisa Mishabeshes, so we don't ask from it. The Gemara doesn't do that. The Gemara reinterprets, but it says Brisa. So we'll read the words of the Brisa. Eventually we'll get to the question, which is the most important part, to actually understand the details of the Brisa, not as important, as, except for, you know, for the question. So Tashma, the following Brisa. So you have a Yisrael Viger, that shares Shurim and Magura. So basically you have a Chacha that's shared by a Yisrael and a Ger, who's also a Yisrael. The only difference between a Yisrael and a Ger is that the ger doesn't, if he does, hasn't not married yet, he has no yorshim. So, two lines from the bottom on ayin amud beis. Tashma. So, I got it? Okay. So the ger has no yorshim. So if he dies, basically his property is essentially up for grabs. Whoever takes it, and that's it. So, okay, so you have these, so this guy, this ger is going to pass away either on Shabbos or right before Shabbos. A third party is going to come and grab the property. And the question, and apparently, as Rashi points out, Yisrael over Ger, he says Ger Shemes, second, third to last line, the ain no Yorshim, and he doesn't have any Yorshim, Hamachzip in Nichasav Zachabahen, whoever grabs his property is Zocha, that's what Rashi says. So they're Magura, they're Go, okay? Vahayu Kol Echad Le Echad, Rashi says Pisco Bechatzer, they each had an opening into the Chatzer, the Asurim Zelzer, and therefore they'll Asur each other unless they do the Erev. So what happens? They get, Umes Ger Mivodyom, last line, the ger passes away, mibo'ojo, meaning Friday afternoon, before Shabbos. So Gemara says, and Bryce uses his words, af al pi shehichsak Yisrael acher b'nichasav ofser, even though it's mashmal that, even though, I mean, there's a bigger chiddush. So af al pi, even though that a third party Jew takes his nichasim, he asers the field, the chatzer. And then, but Misha Chashecha, we just read the words. Misha Chashecha, but if the Ger, I guess, dies after Shabbos, so the Erev was already Chal, if he dies before Shabbos, the Erev wasn't Chal. If he died after Shabbos started, so the Erev was Chal, so Af al pi shel hitzak Yisrael Acher, even though nobody else grabs the land, Eino Oser. The survivor is still allowed to carry. I'm answering that. What do you mean? Well, of course he'll carry. He's the only one in the Chatzer. What's the question? So Gemara says, before we get to our Kasha Rav Nachman, Haguf Kasha. The brisa itself is strange. Amart, the first the narration of the brisa, he said that if the ger dies mi ba'odjom, meaning prior to the onset of Shabbos, I guess they made the eruv. It says af al pisha hichsak Yisrael, even though another Jew grabbed in the chasim. Mashma from that meaning is that it's even though. So the chiddush is even though, meaning if somebody didn't, we'd have the same rule. So we would say if somebody didn't grab the nechassim, it's oser, right? Velo mi bayi lo hichsik. The Gemara says that makes no sense. You say outside, the Jew and the guy make an eruv. The Jew and the ger makes the eruv. The ger is niftar erev Shabbos. Nobody comes and takes the ger property. Why should it be oser? How many people are living in the chutzner now? One. Who's asering on the Jew? So the Gemara says kilo hichsik lo amar. So Amar Papa, right, he says, Adaraba. Sorry, Lomi by Ki Lo Hichsik. Adaraba. Ki Hi Lo Hichsik Lo Aser. So they're making a deep by saying that if you say Afal Pisha Hichsik, it's Oser, so it's also be Oser if nobody was Machsik. But if no one was masik, why should it be osir? There's nobody there. So Amar Rapapa, Rapapa says Emo. We have to change the words of the Braisa and say Af al pi shelo hichsik osir. Meaning Af al pi shelo hichsik. Even though no another Jew doesn't grab it, Af al pi shelo hichsik, then it's usher. Af al pi shelo hichsik after to get to its usher, as we'll explain in a minute. So Gemara says, wait a second, Af al pi shelo hichsik tani. What are you talking about? You're saying Af al pi shelo hichsik, the words say Af al pi shelo hichsik. We see this all the time, that they change the words. So now we're asking, we won't accept it. So Gemara says, Hach kachkamer. This is what the Bresha means. It says, Af al pi shelo hichsik, even if another Jew did not take the ger's property, mi be'od yom, before the onset of Shabbos. Ela mishecha shecha, he only grabbed it once Shabbos began. Nevertheless, kevun dehavile lahasik mi'be'od yom, it's very easy to grab to acquire the ger's property. Just take it. There's nothing to stop you. So even though you could have grabbed it mi'be'od yom, since you could have grabbed it mi'be'od yom very easily, oser. We're going to say it's as if it was grabbed before and it was oser. So how does it work? The Jew and the ger, the non-ger and the ger have the make the Jew and the ger. I don't like the dichotomy. A ger is a Jew. So the Yisrael and the ger, they make an eruv. The ger dies before Shabbos. Nobody grabs it before Shabbos. So when Shabbos on the onset of Shabbos, you would have thought we're good to go because there's no two parties in the chatzer. Comes this rice to tell you, no, because it was so easy for somebody to grab it, had he grabbed it on Shabbos, because if you don't see it, he grabbed it before Shabbos, and therefore it's as if he grabbed it before Shabbos, and there were two people, and there's no Erev, and it's going to be Usher.
So first of all, how can you grab it on Shabbos?
Do you need a Kenyan? Right, so do you need a Kenyan? That's a question we've been asking all along. Maybe you don't need a Kenyan. Maybe just
no, you need a Kenyan for
a Yashir. So, two answers. A, I don't know about how that works. B, maybe you say, okay, so maybe he violated Shabbos, but it still works. I mean, maybe it still has, maybe it's still, he didn't do the right thing, but it was Kona. Maybe. I don't know. So that's answers number, the first part. The second part of the Braisa says, Misha Chashecha, if the Ger was Nifter after the onset of Shabbos. So therefore, when Shabbos started, this Chatzah was Mutter to carry in, because you had an Erev between the Ger and the Yisrael. But the Braisa said, Af al Pishlo Hitzak Yisrael Acher Eino Oser. Even though a non-Jew, another Jew, did not grab it, it's not usher. Meaning, af al pi shelo hichsik yisrael acher velo mibayki hichsik. And of course, it's not. Of course, if he would grab it, the Gemara says adraba ki hichsik usher. If he did grab it, it would be usher because once he grabs it, there's a second party there who didn't make an eruv. So again, the details. Amar apapa af al pi shelo hichsik. No, even though he grabbed it. The Gemara says, af al pi shelo hichsik ktani. It says af al pi shelo hichsik. The Gemara says, hachkamer. This is how we're going to explain the Braisa. Okay, so what happens is, af al pi shelo hichsik, even though a third party grabs the property, the nixei ger, misha chashecha, after nightfall, and you would have thought that now you would say you should be usher, because the Jew who was machzik, the Jew who's there, and the third party came in now, never, they didn't make an eruv together before Shabbos. We say no. Came into lohavilei lahasim lo yom. Since this non-Jew, this third party didn't have the ability to grab it before the Shabbos started, because before Shabbos started, the ger was alive, and no ability to take the property. So therefore, eino oser. Therefore, it's not going to be. If he does grab it, it's not going to be oser. So if the ger dies after Shabbos starts, and then someone comes in and takes the property, we're not going to say that this new guy and the Yisrael are going to be us or each other. No, because this new guy couldn't have taken the property before Shabbos. When Shabbos started, there was a valid Erev. Okay, but the Gemara says, Ketani Mias. Here's the whole point. Ketani Mias Omer Oluser. We said that in the ratio, we said there was a point where the Yisrael comes in and he ushers the property for the guy who's there. Why does he usher the property? Do Bittur Rishus. According to Yerav Nachman, this guy's an heir, right? He inherits it, basically. He inherits it. He comes in. Do bittur rishus. According to you, the heir can do bittur rishus. Why can't he do bittur rishus here to allow it to go in? So he says, Tani mias resha, oser, am I oser, nivatel. So Gemara answers, okay, my oser, nami de katani. What does it mean that he's oser, the guy who's there originally? He's oser, achi, nivatel. He asks him to carry until he does the bittul, Rav Nachman's going to say, you're right, he couldn't do bittel. What does the word mean, usher mean in the Braisa? It means it's usher until he does bittel. But once he does bittel, the guy comes in, the ger passes away, the guy comes in, he takes the property, now he's ushers the property, so he can be mevatel on Shabbos, it's usher until he does the bittel. Okay. Rav Yochanan says, you know, we had all these questions on Rav Nachman that came up that seemed to indicate that the heir cannot do bittel. And we answered, oh, it means usher, everyone means usher to does bittel. We reinterpreted all these brisos. Rav Yochanan says, don't do that. I have a better answer for you. All those brisos that say that you may not do the bittel on Shabbos, that goes according to Beis Shammai. And then and Rav Nachman's going to go according to Beis Hillel, which means what? The Beis Shmuel are going to go according to Beis Shammai? I'm not exactly sure, because there was people arguing with Rav Nachman. Again, going like Beis Shammai is something that the Gemara tries to avoid. So Rav Yochanan Amar Mas Nisin Mani, these brisos that we brought, that we say that the Yorish Asers and Maschel that they can't be bought, do bittel, that's Beis Shammai Yida Amri, because we have right, the statement of Beis Shammai, says, A bittel Rishus B'Shabbos. A person may not be Mevatel Rishus B'Shabbos. Probably maybe because it looks like A, you're doing a Maisa Kinyan. Nitzanan, because we learned in our Mishnah, at what point in time may a person do this bittul rishus? May shami om yod yom. You must do it before Shabbos starts. Right? Do the eir before Shabbos. You do the bittul rishus before Shabbos. Okay, in other words, according to Beis Shammai, it seems to me that there are two ways to accomplish, you know, eiruv chatzeros. Eiruv and bittul must be done before Shabbos. Once you don't do it, you're out of luck. Right? But Beis Hillel omrim, no, misha tisha, which means even after it gets dark, you can still do bittul rishus. We could do bittul rishus, so therefore the brises that say that the bittul rishus didn't work was Beis Shammai, and Rav Nachman is going to hold like Beis Hillel. So the Gemara says, okay, Amar Ula, my time of the Beis Hillel. Well, what's Beis Hillel's reasoning? Now, usually you ask my time on the shita that seems to be less obvious. Maybe Beis Hillel here means to be less obvious, or maybe we basically say my time of the Beis Hillel because we hold like Beis Hillel. So we want to know the reasoning of why we hold like Beis Hillel. So Amar Ula, my time did Beis Hillel. Okay, one second. So, my name is Hillel. Nase ke'omer klach etzel yafos. We compare it to the case of go take the better. Okay, what does that mean? Rashi. So, look at Rashi, klach etzel yafos. I don't know. Third of the way from the top. You guys got it, klach etzel yafos. What's the case over there? There we have a case of Gabe Torim Eshel Chavero Shalomi Das. I'm allowed to take truma off of food for my friend because I'm Zochel Adam Shalbafanov, now he can eat, right? Because Tanya, the Brisa says above Mitzia, Bob Balabaya, so you're taking truma off for me, and I come home, Umatso Shel Torim, and I see that you're taking the truma off. Whoa, what's going on? So the Amarlo, what do I say? The Amarlo, Klach Itzo Yafos. You should have taken the better ones. When you give it to the Kohen, you should have taken the better produce to give it as truma. What does that mean? So im yesh bol yafos, if in fact I really do have better ones, im yesh lafos mehen, truma so truma. It's a valid truma. What he did take is valid. And it's as if I'm saying, I would have preferred if you were just taking the better ones to give to the Kohen. But what you did is valid, because retroactively we're saying that he's agreeing to what was done. Right? The gole adaite, it's revealed in his das, the nichle, that it was good to him. Varminon, command shavish liach mekaradami. And we view it as if I appointed you, the guy who took the truma, as my shliach. So the Gemara says, Hachinami, which is not so clear why it's the same case, says, Hachinami, kevon de batil hashta, basils and say, Hachinami, now, when I'm mevatel on Shabbos, gole daita, it's revealed in his das, de meikara b'shirusa nichale, that he really wants there to be a heter for people to carry in this chatzer on Shabbos. Rad Ella, Sheshachlach below here. He just forgot. So by doing the bittul, he's revealing that he was nichle in the eruv to begin with. He can't carry because he forgot. But he's revealing that retroactively, this is what he wanted, and that's going to be permitted. Velo haveli aknuye reshusa b'shabbes. Whatever, and he didn't have the ability to makne reshus. Since we don't have the ability to makne reshus b'shabbes, he's stuck because he can't do the makne the reshus. But he can do the bittul. Meaning it's revealed. It's very, to me, it's difficult because it's not the same thing. Because in the case of the truma, I'm approving a maisa that happened. The person took truma from me and say, okay, that's good, that's fine. Here, Nothing was done until the bittul itself happened. It's a totally. I think it's a different. It's a different case. Okay. Nevertheless, that's what Rashi says. That klachei tzal yachos means when he's mevatel, it's revealing his das that originally he approved the eruv. He wants it to be good. He wants to be ma'ariv. He just can't be ma'ariv now because it's Shabbos. So he'll do the next best thing, which is bittul rishus. So Amar Abaye says that works fine and dandy for most cases. This idea of klachei tzal yachos. But what about the following case? Meis nachri b'Shabbos. The case of where the goy dies on Shabbos. What's the case over there? The case is where you have two Jews and a goy, right, in the chatzer, right? So therefore, you say klachei tzal yachos means that the bittul reveals that the person wanted to do the eruv before Shabbos. Here, there was no possibility to do the eruv before Shabbos because you had a goy there. You didn't do the schiris. So and in that case, we say the bittul rishus works, right? The goy dies. Right, the guy dies, and then we say one Jew can mevatel the other shus. But what klachei tzal yachos is there? There's no comparison in that case because there's no retroactive revelation of the fact that he wanted to be part of the eruv. There was no possibility of eruv before Shabbos. So the Gemara gives a different answer for Beis Hillel. So right, was there a Rashi on that? No. Okay. So the Gemara says Ela Hacha. What's the how do you b'hai kamiflagi? This is the machlokes from Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. The Beis Shammai Savri, Bittul Rishus, and Rashal, this is a touch upon what you were talking about, that Bittul Rishus, Mikne Rishusahu. Beis Shammai says that Bittul Rishus, as Rashi says, is the dummy Lemekachu Memkar. Bittul Rishus, when I'm Vatam Rishus, it looks like I'm making a kinyan. It looks like I'm giving to you, I'm mocking to you my property over to you. And that looks like a kinyan. And you're not allowed to make a kinyan on Shabbos. So that's why Beis Shammai says it's no good. When I have my property, comes to Shabbos, I say, it's no longer my property. It's your property. I'm giving you my property from A to B. Looks like a kinyan, looks like Mekel Chomemkar, which is not allowed on Shabbos. Well, Beis Hillel Savri, Beis Hillel say, no. Bittul Rishus works differently. Bittul Rishus is not me giving to you. It's Istiluki Rishusa Ba'almahu. It's just me removing myself from my property. I'm not necessarily giving it to you. I'm removing myself from my property. Then everybody else comes in and fills the vacuum, I guess. The Istiluki Rishus of Shabbos Shapir. And one's allowed to be mistalik from his own Rishus. One's allowed to remove himself from not make a kinyan. I'm not mocking it over to you. I'm just saying that it's no longer mine. I'm out. So if I'm out, I guess everybody else can come in. So therefore, it's allowed on Shabbos. It doesn't say the words hefker, but I thought that's what it's saying. But I don't know. It seems that the question is that when we say according to Beis Hillel, when we say Bittul Rishus is Mutter on Shabbos, are we saying Bittul Rishus is Mutter on Shabbos specifically in the case of Eruv Chatzeros because we're dealing with the Durabanan and we do the Kulas and all that stuff? Does that apply across the board? Can I be Makir, Bittul Rishus, everything on Shabbos? I don't know. I think when it comes like to Erev Pesach that falls on Shabbos, we say you can do Bittul Chametz, right? You can do, I'm not sure. So I don't know. The Ritva asked the question. He says that it would be mutter for a person to be mochel his chelik on Shabbos over here. I don't know. Or maybe again, the other side is maybe only in Erev we're allowing this. Again, because when it comes to Erev, we're having tons of dispensations. Right? We have all these because it's really from it's not there's no it's all the abundance here. Well, I want someone to grab it here for the purpose of Shabbos. Right, yes, we're saying also, it's not like I'm being mafkirit. I'm only being mistalik rishus for the purpose of Eruv. You know, so it's like, it's very limited. Okay. Next Mishnah. Okay, the idea is, we know you're not allowed to carry, again, from each bias to the chatzer. The chatzer itself has to make an Eruv chatzeros. And Eruv chatzeros has to be made with pas, with bread. There's also that you can't carry from the chatzeros into a mavoi, which had that what's called shituf mavos. We've discussed this a few times, right? So therefore, the shituf mavos doesn't have to be dafka with bread, with pas. It could be with any types of food. So there's a difference. Eruv chatzeros has to be done with pas. Shituf mavos can be done with any food. So now, this mishnah is to deal with a case where you had a mavoi. So you have all these people, these houses that are entering into the mavoi. So they have to do shituf mavos to allow to carry, I guess, from the houses into from the chatzeros into the mavoi, but these people are pre-existing partners in certain items. Does that count? Right. So he says, "Bala bayis shayashutof l'shchenov l'zebiyayim v'zebiyayim." So I'm a partner with Mr. Schiffer in the barrel of wine, and I'm a partner with Menachem in the barrel of wine. We three have houses that enter into, but the two of them aren't partners. We have houses that enter into the mavoi. Is that enough? I'm already a partner with people. Does that count? Right. Rashi says, Shai Shutov im Shchenov. Shebim Mavoy, he's a Shutov with his neighbors in the Mavoy. L'shem Shutvus Ba'alma. Stam, we're partners. We're invested in this barrel of wine. Right? Below l'shem Shutov. We didn't partner up for the purpose of Shutov Mavos. Hey, Rashi says, Zebiyayin, Zebiyayin. All right, Gemara Mokla B'Kliyacha. We're going to see the event in the end. It's all going to be in one. It's all in one Kli. Okay. So Balabai Shai Shutov Shchenov L'Zebiyayin L'Zebiyayin. Right? Or Einan Tzrich L'Arif. They do not have to make, here, Eruv has to be Shituf Mavos, because we're dealing with wine, it's not Eruv, because for Eruv Hatzeros, it has to be Pas. That's what I said before, so therefore when it says La'arev here, it must be to do Shituf Mavos. But L'zebiyayin, if I'm partners with him with wine, with L'zebi Shemen, and we're partners with person C, with oil, right, then Tzrichim La'arev. Then we would have to go, in order for all of us to be, Rashi says, Ainzis Shituf Echad. It's not considered one partnership. The Ein Yechol and the Smoch Alav, Shrei Cholik B'Shnei Kelim. That's going to already be in two different Kelim, so I can't merge those partnerships to allow it to work for the Mavoy. Rabbi Shimon says, Echad Zeb, both of these cases, whether they were Shituf in one item, meaning wine, or Shituf in two, meaning wine and Yayin, Ein on Tzrich L'Arev. The Shituf, the business partnership is enough to count for the Shituf Mavos. So Gemara says, Amar Rav. Rav says this whole heter that we have in the Mishnah and partners with A and B separately in wine, that's only ubikli echad. That's only if our shituf is in one kli. My Rashi says ubikli echad. Shekulon hayu shutfusam bikli echad. With all partners, it's all in one. I mean, I guess I owed 50% of the wine with Menachem, and I owe 50% of the wine with Mr. Schiffer. So, but it's all in one barrel. But I own, and so now we can combine us together. My Rashi says, but if it's two separate kelim, it's not. And Rashi asks a question. We saw in Daf Mem Tes. We see that you can have an Erev in two separate kelim. So why here should it be a problem if it's in two kelim? He says over there. There, it's when the food item was actually taken initially for the purpose of Erev and then got separated. Here we're working backwards. So it's not initially taken for the purpose of Erev. So therefore, we're going to force it to have to be into right. Aval Hafa Delav Hashem Shitavu Bikli Yechad Eim Beis Kingdom Lo. Okay. So Amar Rava. Rava says I'm going to make a diuk from our Mishnah, and Abaye is going to reject the diuk. He's not going to necessarily reject the din of Rav, but Rava is trying to make a diuk in the Mishnah to support Rav, and Abaye is going to say that the diuk is not necessarily true. Amar Rava. Rava says Dekanami. I can bring a raya. Dekatani. The Mishnah said Lizebi Yayin. If I am a partner with this person in wine and this person in oil, you have to make a sheet of mavos. The pre-existing business partnership doesn't work. Obviously, Yayin and Shemin are going to be in different kalim, right? So Iyamart Bishlama, if you tell me, right, that the Resha, which talks about Yayin and Yayin, is Bikli Echad, as they talk about in one Kli, and the Seifa is Bishnei Kalim, the Seifa is in two Kalim, then Shapir makes sense. El Iyamart Resha B'Shnei Kelim, but if you can tell me that the Resha, we're talking about the partners in wine, is that they're in two separate barrels. I have one barrel with partner A and one barrel with partner B. And right, El Iyamart Resha B'Shnei Kelim and Seifa B'Shnei Kelim, and the Seifa is also B'Shnei Kelim. So Mali Yayin, Mali Yayin V'Yayin, Mali Yayin V'Shemen. What's the difference? If two Kelim work with two separate wines, two Kelim should work with wine and oil. Now, Bias is give the obvious answer, no, because the two barrels of wine theoretically can merge. The barrel of oil and the barrel of wine cannot merge. Amale Abaye, no, Yayin V'Yayin Royal Arev, you can mix them together. Yayin V'Shemen Ein Royal Arev. So since the wine and the wine are royal to be mixed together, we can view them as being in the same. You can view them as being the same and being the partnership being the same. But when it comes to wine and oil, they don't combine. So again, Abaye is not necessarily rejecting Rav's din of Kli Echad. He's just rejecting Rav's diuk of that din from the Mishnah. Okay. Then comes from Shimon. Rav Shimon Omer, Echad Zev, Echad Zev, Ein Tzrich L'Arev. You don't need to redo the Shituf Mavos. The pre-existing business partnership is going to work. So Gemara says, Vafila Zeb Yayim, Vazeb Shemen. Does Rav Shimon come to Matir, the case that Tana Kama Asard, which was that I'm partners with him in wine and him with oil, and now that's enough to combine. It's two separate things. It's two in two separate galems. They're not right to mix, according to like Abaye said. So Amar Rabba says, Hachav by Eskinon, What are we dealing with over here in this case? Is bechatzer shebein shnei mevaos? I'm going to read it. Rabbi Shimon l'tamei the tan amar Rabbi Shimon l'mada domer the shalosh chatzeres pesukos lozok pesukos zarabim every time. Okay, we'll get that and get back. The case is where I am in the middle, and then he's on one side and he's on the other side, and all of us open into, I guess they open into a mavon. So I in the middle have a partnership with him. I have a partnership with him. So what happens? It's like Rav Shimon said, remember, you had the case of three chatzeros that line up in a row, right? And there's doors between chatzer A and chatzer B, a door between chatzer B and chatzer C, and each chatzer, A, B, and C, also have an opening into the mavoi. So what happens there? So they make an Eruv. A and B make an Eruv together. On A on the outside makes an Eruv with B on the inside. And C on the other outside makes an Eruv with B on the middle also. So what happened over there? The two outer ones make an Eruv with the middle one. He mu teres ima hen, the he mu teres ima. Ushtayim hachitzonos asuros obazo. So me in the middle, I can carry to either of the outer sides, and either outer side can come into the middle, but they can't carry from the outer A into outer C. So I'm going to say the same thing over here. The case is over here, where I'm in the middle, we open it to the mavoi, I'm in the middle, I make a partnership with you, and I make a partnership with you. So you can carry into my, you can carry through to the mavoi through me, you can carry through to the mavoi through me, I can carry to the mavoi through you, I can carry to the mavoi through you, but you and you cannot carry to the mavoi through each other. That's the case, because I have a partnership with you in mind, and so each, we're separating the partnerships. Each partnership is now viewed individually. Me with him works, but together they're not going to work, okay? So Amalei Abaye, right, Abaye says, me dummy, how can you compare the cases, right? How can you compare Rav Shimon in our Mishnah to the Rav Shimon in that case? Hasam there, katani, shtayim hachitzonos asuros zomim zo. There it says clear that the two outer ones are usur to carry to each other. So that's it. But here, hacha katani ein shrichim la'ariv. It's not, here it says that they don't have to be ma'ariv. Meaning it makes it sound like they are mutter. Ein shrichim la'ariv. They don't need to. So it makes it sound like they're mutter to carry from each other. It makes it sound, right, what did Rav Shimon here say? Rav Shimon says, echad zeh ve'echad zeh ein shrichim la'ariv. Meaning it works for all three combined. There it said it's usher to go, the outer ones are usher to go to each other. Here it says ain't shrichin arev, meaning it works. So what's going on? So Gemara says, no, my ain't shrichin arev. What does it mean that they don't have to make the arev? They don't have to make the shituf? Shcheinim bahadei balabais. The two outer ones don't have to remake an arev with the balabais in the middle. Aval shcheinim bahadei adadik shrichin arev. But the two outer ones with each other would have to make a shituf mavos in order to permit the carrying. Rav Yosef says, no, different. The difference is going to be specifically to oil and wine. Whether or not you believe oil and wine are considered a combination. That's how that's going to be. It makes it a more localized machlokas. He says as follows, right? The Mishnah is talking about a balabayas, again, who's a shutof with hishchenim in the mavoi. And he says, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbanan ben Plukta, the Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Rabbanan kamifugi. They have the same machlokas that Rabbi Yochanan and the Rabbanan have in the Mishnah in Tvul Yom. Which is bringing a Mishnah Erev into the idea in Tful Yom, which says as follows. There you have Shemen Shetzaf Al Gabi Yayin. So you have wine, okay, you have wine, and there's oil that's floating on the top. And they are both Truma. So you're not allowed to touch either of them to make them Tame. Vinaga Tful Yom. So a Tful Yom touches, I guess he touches the, he was Tovel, but he didn't have Her of Shemesh. He touches the Shemen that's on top. So he passes the shemen, but he doesn't make the shemen tame. Tame again means you can process the tumor forward. Here he just passes the shemen. The question though is, when he touches the shemen, are we viewing the shemen and the wine as one unit together, so therefore the wine is also tame, or is he viewing the shemen as separate from the wine? So nagat ful yom, b'shemen, lo pasal es el shemen bovad. We only view it as he touched the shemen. The shemen and the wine are not mixing. And he says, no, he didn't touch the wine. Rav Yochanan ben Nuri Omer Shneim Chibrum Zelzeh. He says, no, wine and oil are connected to each other. I touched one, that means I touched everything in the barrel. They all are now pasul. So Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, sorry, Rabbanan here, the Rabbanan in our case, who say that if I've partnered with you with oil, I've partnered with you with wine, it doesn't combine, they're going to hold it to Rabbanan and Tful Yom, who say that wine and oil don't combine. Right, Rabbanan ki Rabbanan. Rav Shimon, who says that if I'm a partner with you in oil, a partner with you with wine, that counts, we can combine it all, because just like in the Mishnah in Tevil Yom, the wine and the oil are considered as one unit, so to hear the wine and the oil can be considered as one unit, right? So Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, Amrish name, Kibun Zeh, Rabbanan ki Rabbanan, Rav Shimon ki Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. Okay. Tanya. Learned in a Brisa. Now we're going to have a third Shita. This is a third Shita. Rabbi Eliezer ben Taddai Omer, Echad Zeh, Ve'echad Zeh, Tzrichin La'arev. He says, no, it doesn't matter if I'm a partner with you and wine, and you and wine, you and you. I still have to do an Erev. I still have to redo it. Why? Because the pre-existing business partnership cannot count for Shita's Mavos. That's what Rabbi Eliezer ben Taddai says, completely against both Shitas in our Mishnah. Again, in our Mishnah, the Rabbanan said, either partnership's going to work, and Rav Shimon says only the partnership in all of us in wine works. Rabbi Eliezer ben Taddai says no partnership, pre-existing partnership works. Right? Gemara says, "Bafidu lezebiyayin lezebiyayin." Why does that not work? I'm a partnership partner with A with wine, a partner with B with wine. Why? And we're all in the same barrel, like Rav said. Why would it not work? So Amar Rabba, Rabba says, "Zeba biligino v'shafach, v'zeba biligino v'shafach, kule amalo pligi dahave eruv." If partner A comes with our, let's say this, I have the empty barrel. I'm a partner with a pitcher with A and a partner with pitcher with B. So if partner A comes and pours it into my barrel, partner B comes and pours it into my barrel, everyone agrees that that's enough to combine all of us to Shita Mavos, even though it's a pre-existing business partnership. Kuli Amalok Pligi, Davi Erev. Ki Pligi, what's the machlokas? Kigon Shalakhu Chavish Shoyayin Bishutafus. What ends up happening with the original case, I said, is that there are three of us that go in that want to buy the barrel. Okay, so we want to go to buy the barrel together. I'm partners with you for 50%, and I'm partners with you for 50%. You guys didn't buy together. I own 50% of the barrel. You own 25% of the barrel. You own 25% of the barrel. But the two of you are not together. I bought it with you, and I bought it with you. But it's all mixed together in the barrel. So right now, we have no idea who owns which portion of the barrel. Essentially, we still have a monetary partnership. Basically, you look at the wine as cash until we figure out because we have to sell it and then take the cash. He says, "Keep pleading." You can go to Shalachu Chavish Shal Yayin Bishutafus. Rabbi Elazar ben Taddai Savar Ein Breira. What does he mean Ein Breira? So look at Rashi here. It's not typical Breira. Where was the Rashi? There is no Rashi. So what does it mean by Breira here? He says, we don't view that each person's portion is readily available in that barrel. Ein Breira. We're going to view it as a monetary partnership, because again, we can't separate the liquid, and therefore we don't have a partnership in wine. If we don't have a partnership in wine, and we only have a partnership in cash, well then that's not good enough for a Shita Mavos. But Rabbanan Savar Yesh Breira. We also said there is Breira, meaning, if we later on decide to pour out the wine, we'll say 50% belongs to me, 25% to him, 25% to him. So therefore, at this moment in time, we are actually partnership in a unit, in a commodity of wine, which is permitted to be used to make an Erev. Okay. Rav Yosef says, no, I'll give you a different answer. According to all the Shitos, the Shituf was going to work if it's Yayin Zel, Yayin Lezeh. But why does Rav Elazar ben Taddai say it doesn't work? Rav Elazar ben Taddai Rabbanon, Besomchim al shituf b'makom erev kamifugi. Okay. Rashi says, well, let's read up. So basically what happens is, you have the erev chatzeros. In order to carry from the houses to the chatzer, they have to make an erev chatzeros. So what these people did instead is all the chatzeros, they did a shituf mavos. Is that enough? Can they now carry from the bayis to the chatzer? Because the whole idea is to combine everybody into one unit. They are all combined in one unit for the Shita Mavos. So if I just do a Shituf, which is step two, does that encompass step one also of the Chatzer? Right? That, in other words, do I have to do both? Do I have to make an Eir Chatzerus and a Shita Mavos? Or if I just did the Shita Mavos, that's enough to put us all together. Right? Rashi, right? Gemara says, "Besolchem al Shituf b'makom Eir kamifugi." Demar, so therefore what? Demar Savar ain't Somchem. Demar says you can't. Umar Savar Somchem, you can. So what's going on? Let's look at Rashi. B'sokum ashituf b'makom erev kamiflagi. It's like five or six lines before when it gets shorter on the top. Okay, uben tadai moded de b'mavoi mutter ubechatzeros pligi. Everyone's going to agree that if you just do the sheet of mavos, that you can carry in the mavoi. The machlokas is whether or not they can carry in the chatzer. Now they just did sheet of mavos. Rabbanan tzavri kevin the shtatfu b'mavoi. Once they already partnered up in the mavoi, ain't shrichim la'arev chatzeros zoim zol. They don't have to do a separate eruv chatzeros. And their mutter lahotzi mizol zol derek pesachim shemaneim. They can carry, you know, in the chatzer. So a sheet of hamavoi. Shehein pechuchos lo mechabim. The sheet of mavos is combines them. The somchim al sheetus hamavoi tachas erev shal chatzer, and that's enough. Who bent a dice over ain somchim. You can't do this. So how does that work? Right. So what's the issue here? So when Ben Tadai says echadzev echadzev tzrichim arev, what Ben Tadai is saying is that despite the fact that you guys did a shituf in the mavoi, you still have to do an eruv in the chatzer. That's what you have to do. You have to do it. You have to do it both. So Mara says, right? You can only use right. That's might be the issue because for the shituf mavos, you could use any food item. You could use carrots, but for the eruv, technically, you have to use pas. So what do you mean? You're going to rely on the shittut mavos in order to yotzei the chatzer? With the chatzer, you needed a different item. So that could be the machlokas. Okay. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, mino aminala. From where do I know that this is the reason of Rav Elazar ben Tadai? Because the Gemara says as follows: the Amar of Yehuda, Yehuda says Amar Rav, Yehuda says name Rav, halacha k'Rabbi Meir. The halacha is like Rabbi Meir. Where in the Brisa that we're going to bring soon? Rabbi Meir meaning that you cannot be somich on the shituf where you need an eruv. The Amarav Runa Amarav halachik Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai. The halacha also follows Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai. My taima, what's the reason why they both hold? Why blah mishum the chat taimahu? The reason why we pass like both is because they have the same reasoning. The Gemara says Amalei Abaye ichat taimahu. If they both hold in the same thing, tarti hilchas alamili. Why do I have to say the halacha follows both? They're both holding the same reason. They say the halacha follows one of them, and that's it. What do I have to say the halacha? Shruvein and Shimon hold A. Halacha is like Ruvein, halacha is like Shimon. Just say the halacha is like Shita A. What do you have to say? List both. So Gemara says there's a reason why Hakamash Malan, Rav has to say that he holds like Rav Meir and like Rav Elazar ben Tadai. Delo, he thought before was hard. Delo Avdina Ketrei Chumre Be'Eirvin. Because we never hold like two Chumres in Eirvin. We're not going to, the rule apparently is that, look at Rash, the rule is that when it comes to passing Shilas in Eirvin, if one Tana has two Chumros in the same mission, I guess, we're not going to pass like that Tana. So if he's Chumr twice against somebody else, if A has two Chumrs against B, we're not going to pass like A. So what ends up happening is that we're going to see that there's going to be a machlokes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim, where Rav Meir is going to have a double Chumra in comparison to these Chachamim. So if you say so how can you pass like Rav Meir in both? So the answer is no, we're not passing like Rav Meir in both. We're passing like Rav Meir on the other thing, and we're going to pass like Rav Elazar ben Tadai in the thing that was the second Chumra. So not being so much Rav Meir for two. So how does that work? Hakamash Milan, Delo Avdina Ketrei Chum Be'erevin. So it's not explicit, but look at Rashi, right where it gets wider. Hakamash Milan, Delo Avdina Ketrei Chum Be'erevin. From the fact that Rav had to say explicitly that halacha follows ben tadai, ashmi inan, we learn the lo avdina katrei chumre to chad tana be'erevin. We don't go like two chumras of one tana and erevin. The Rav Meir trei chumre amri, and Rav Meir said two chumras. Number one, he said ein somchin al shituf mavoi. He says you cannot be somich on a shituf mavoi, meaning in order to be, the chutzner can't be somich. Bein shen nistatefu bepas, bein shistafu b'yayin. Whether the sheet of mavoi was done with wine, or even if the sheet of mavoi was done with pas, Marcel, was what you said. So you did the sheet of mavoi with something that would work for an eruv chatzeros. Nevertheless, he says that you can't; it doesn't work. Upligi rabbanon alei bepas, and the rabbanon argue with him only when it comes to pas. They say if you did the sheet of mavoi with pas, then that would work for the chatzer as well. Umodilei b'nishtatvu b'yayin. But they agreed over there that if you did shita mavos b'wine, like Marcel said, it wouldn't work for the chatzer. Aye, but Rabbanan the Masnis and the Hachma and the Rabbanan in our Mishnah here, Okimna da filu bin shtatvu b'yayin armis tomchim. The Rabbanan here say that even if you did the shita mavos with wine, it would work for the chatzer. So Rav Meir against our Chachamim are two chumras.
Right? Number one, not even, they say shita mavoh works no matter what. He says it doesn't work with wine. It doesn't even work with pas. It's a double chumrah. Right? So ashbechay demachmer trei chumrei. The Rav's view like kavasi b'tarvayu. Continuing with Rashi, and Rav's going to hold like him in both cases. V'lo matzi lakvui hichos kavasi b'trei chumrei. He can't be kovei lahalach with him in both chumras because now that goes against the rule. Hilkach ashmiinin halacha kiven tadai b'chad minayu. Therefore, he tells us that the halacha is like ben tadai in one of those cases. So he's holding like ben tadai b'chumra a, the eight, which is the ain somkin b'chatzeros shal shituf mavo b'yayin. Because therefore, he's going to say that we don't somich. We can't use a shituf mavos of wine to pater an ir chatzeros. That's what's chumra one. And ki hadar if the gur of mei rabbanim pass ashmi lach gur of mei. And then there's going to be another machlokas. What about can you use bread in the mavoi to be yotzei the chatzer? There he's going to pass like rav meir. So he needs ben tadai for the first chumra, and then he can pass like rav meir for the second chumra. That's why he passes like both. So the gemara says my rav meir, my rabbanan. What's this machlokas of mei rabbanan? Where do we find that they have a machlokas? The Tanya, we know this now because we saw the Rashi. The Tanya, we have a brayse that says ma'arvin b'chatzeros b'pas. Eruv chatzeros is done with bread, right? The imratzu la'arev b'yayin. If they wanted to do the eruv chatzeros with wine, ain ma'arvin. You can't. Eruv chatzeros is dafka with bread. Now mishtatvin b'mavoi shituv mavos is b'yayin. Is done with wine. But imratzu lishtatif b'pas mishtatvin. If they want to do bread, they can do bread. I mean, shituv mavos can be either. You know, I guess we have to stop here, right? We have to, corner two? Okay, stop here. Everyone have a good day, have a good Chodesh.